One thing I've learned after all these years, you're gonna save yourself a whole lot of tears. Don't try to figure out who was wrong and who was right. Got to move along, baby. Let's ride. You got to roll with the punches. Yeah, you got to go with the flow.
Roll with the punches. Hi, everybody. Your old friend Mike Houlihan. Welcome back to Hibernian Radio. We're coming at you once again from the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, the scene of where many things are going to happen in the next couple of days. Brought to you by Local 150, Sheehy Funeral Home, Cork and Kerry, Fox's Pizza, Flood Brothers, and Guinness. Guinness is good for you. This is Parade Central right here. We're on the 50-yard line of the Southside Irish Parade, and today we have a great guest. Devin O'Malley is the new marketing and communications strategist for the Beverly Arts Center and program coordinator for the Hammond Arts and Performance Academy. Is that in Hammond, Indiana?
Indiana, yes.
Okay. She received her bachelor's degree in communications from St. Zav's. Born and raised on the south side of Chicago, she is excited to join the Beverly Arts Center team and work to foster arts in the community where she grew up. Now, that's interesting because we have a show on Saturday at the Beverly Arts Center. So you just came on board, and I thought, I'll con Devin into coming on our radio show.
It's perfect timing.
Yeah. So there's a lot of stuff going on. But tell me where you grew up.
Right here, south side of Chicago.
What parish?
See, I was going to say parish because that's how we tell
sure,
everyone where
exactly,
we're from.
Yeah.
So Christina.
Oh, St. Christina, right
yes.
over 111th Street there. Okay. And you went to Mother Macaulay.
Yep, yeah. Christina Macaulay, then Xavier.
And then St. Zab's, yeah. Mm-hmm. You had a lot of Mercy Nuns, huh?
Holy cow. Couldn't get enough, apparently.
Do they still have Mercy Nuns? I mean, are they probably
I
not
was
many
taught
of
by
left.
One nun at Macaulay.
That's Patty Houlihan right there, my son.
Hi.
You were taught by only one nun at Macaulay.
Yes, and she was very nice.
Well, I told
my
you.
Mother always tells me I got off easy.
You did. We used to call them the Sisters Without Mercy. I told you my story. When I was a senior in high school, we grabbed cassocks from the sacristy at Christ the King and put them on and disguised ourselves as priests and went to Mother Macaulay to thank the girls for their mission collections. And they bought it.
Did they?
We got in. We didn't get arrested or anything until some girl went, oh, my God, it's Houlihan. But it was part of my show. That is part of going east on Ashland that we're going to be.
Yes, it kicks off Hooli Fest.
Yeah, it kicks off Hooli Fest Saturday. So, and how did you get into marketing and all that? Are you a social media person? What's the deal?
I went to school for communications, and it's kind of funny that I landed kind of in the arts world because I did the whole, you know, Macaulay thing, 99th Street Theater. And
oh, good for you.
Yeah, but I always thought, like,
that's a beautiful theater, as I recall.
Yes,
yeah,
it's gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah.
But I always thought, like, that was just a hobby, and I wouldn't kind of, like, that wasn't my career. So I went to school for communications, and then I kind of winded up at HAPA by coincidence.
What's HAPA?
That's the Hammond Arts
and
Performance.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's
now
where
you live out there now, right?
Yes.
In Hammond?
Yeah.
Okay.
So then I actually just
still
recently
the south
started.
Side. Right?
Listen, once Southside, always Southside. No matter where you go,
right.
You can't get away.
I said
you
to,
will always
I
meet
said
people.
To Michael Flatley, you can take the kid out of the South Side, but you'll never take the South Side out of the kid.
My mom always jokes there's always it's the 6 degrees of separation, except not on the South Side. You'll maybe
two.
Get two.
Yeah. Now, what are your mom and dad? What's their names?
Deborah and Patrick.
How many kids in your family? Other kids?
Three.
Okay. So are you
it's
the
on
oldest?
The baby.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah.
Good for you. Yeah. And what are you, a brother, sister, what are they?
Two brothers.
Two
so I'm
brothers.
The only girl.
Oh, okay. You're the princess, yeah. What are your brothers doing?
The oldest is a plumber.
Oh, good for him. Local 130?
Ooh, don't quote me on that.
Well, that's the plumber's union.
Yeah.
They run the downtown parade, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the other's working at Christ.
Oh, is he a nurse or something?
He works in the pharmacy.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
So if you need drugs, he can get them for you.
Yeah. Right? A local supplier.
Okay. So, did you just get out of St. Zav's recently?
No, 2018 is when I graduated.
Oh, okay. So what have you been? You've been working at that Hammond.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And what are you, the marketing director there or something? What is that? Is it an art center?
So it's within the school district there. So it's within the two high schools, and then they also have two middle schools. So it's just the whole art programming through there.
Oh, okay.
So it puts kids like on a path. They can choose different paths towards graduation, and yeah. This one's on an art pathway. So they get to select their major. So if they want a major
in high school?
Yeah, but theater if they want to do... instrumental, we have rock band, electronic music.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Very eclectic. Yeah.
So that's kind of where I started melding my passion for communications and art.
Yeah,
so when this opportunity came up at Beverly Art Center, like Beverly, what I love doing, it was kind of a no-brainer.
Oh, good. Now, what are you doing for parade day?
I'm going to be right here.
Oh, are you at the Cork and Carry?
Maybe. You know what I mean? You got to check it all out.
Oh, sure.
You
got to hit a lot of the joints. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But on parade day, we also have a bunch of activities at the Beverly Art
Center. Oh, yeah. Tell us about that. Tell us all about parade day at the Beverly Art Center.
Yeah. So Sunday, March 13th, we have the Beverly Art Center Family Stages. That's a morning full of pre-parade fun for the whole family. So that starts at 8 a.m. We have local artist and performer, Jean Veneer.
Old friend of mine.
Really?
Yeah.
she has a charming puppet show for everyone called Tralee that features music and humor for the whole family. After that, we also have a performance by Character Fleed, which is a Chicago-based acoustic band featuring Irish and Scottish music.
Oh.
And if these
acts, it's a band.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And if these acts weren't enough to get you in the door, we are also offering family bundle pricing, which includes the wristbands for poor people. And here's the big thing. It gives
four people?
Four people.
Oh, four people. Okay.
But you can add on people for $10 each ticket. But it
so
comes
you can park
with,
there.
Yeah. Yeah, a guaranteed spot in our lot at 111th and Western.
It's hard to come by.
Yes.
Yeah, on parade day.
Let us help you out so you don't deal with that traffic.
Yeah.
I've hiked many a miles to this
sure.
parade.
Yeah, me too.
It also gives you access, so it's come and go privileges from 8:30 until 1. That gives
to
you
1
access.
In the afternoon.
Yeah, that gives you access to our restrooms, refreshments, and a place to warm up throughout the day. Especially
it's like a central spot.
Yeah, especially for families with little ones.
And it's $50 for the whole car.
Yeah, for the whole car, for four people, and you can add on for 10. Or if you just want to buy a single one, you can get a ticket for 20.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how are those selling? Got to get the word out.
Should be selling like hotcakes, because
that's a great deal.
Yeah.
I've been stranded on Western Avenue trying to get, because there's no buses, everything is nutso. And
you get to park a few miles back.
Yeah, you got to go west or east, and it's like, yeah.
turned around.
I was at Hinky Dinks once. Do you know where Hinky Dinks is? I was trapped there, and I had to get an Uber from, it was a nightmare, but that's another story. And what else is going on at the Beverly Arts Center this weekend?
So we have, I don't know if you've heard of this, it's called Hooli Fest.
Ah! Hooli Fest.
Yeah, so that's Saturday. I think it's a great way to start off your parade weekend.
Very good.
4 p.m. everyone is going east on Ashland, and then we have 6 p.m. our Irish cousins, and 8 p.m. in search of Weeping Jim. But who better to tell us all about it than the man himself?
We're going
to
have a blast, and we want all our, we have a large audience of police officers, so.
Yeah.
If you when you get drunk at the parade or whatever, don't come to this. No, you can't. You can because you're going to get a nap.
This is Saturday, so it's the day before. So
but the parade downtown parade is Saturday. Mm. So there's going to be a lot of. I also should plug the Emerald Society is throwing a huge party on Saturday, pre-parade, after parade at the local 399 Hall. The Larkin and Moran Brothers are going to play. It's going to be a wing ding of a hooli. So you could go over there, have a couple of cocktails, corned beef. They got plenty of food, I'm sure. It's corned beef and cabbage from Calabria. And then take a nap, and then meet us 4 o'clock to see Going East on Ashland. Or if you missed that, at 6 o'clock, you can see our Irish Cousins, which has a cast of thousands, including the late Johnny Latner, 1953 Heisman Trophy winner, Mayor Richard M. Daley, the Yiddish Sons of Aaron, and probably a lot of people that you know from the South Side. It covers my book tour in 2009, my first trip to Ireland with my family. A lot of laughs. And I got 3 stars from RogerEbert.com. And then at 8 o'clock, our latest film is In Search of Weeping Jim. In Search of Weeping Jim. It's the story of the young lad from Inishkoatl, County Mayo, Ireland, who was born in 1871, the same year as the fire. Immigrated to Chicago in 1884, went to Ignatius, went on to become an alderman, and he was the alderman who introduced the legislation in 1915 that Chicago should have their own flag. And then in 1917, there it was, and he is now known as the father of the Chicago flag. It's a very funny and historical film about a great Irishman who transformed America. And his grandson is my pal. He's in the film throughout. We had a blast making it, and we were out in Mayo last October, and we premiered it at the Westport Town Hall Theater. Just had a, they loved it. They got all the jokes. They ate it up. So we had a blast. So join us for any of those, and you'll be hearing more about that throughout the program tonight. All right, what else do you want to tell me, Devin? That's a wonderful Irish name. Now, you said you had some Irish roots?
Yeah, Mayo is where...
Oh, Mayo, yeah. Mayo, God help us. That's what everybody says when they say Mayo. Mayo, God help us. So who's from Mayo?
My dad's side.
Oh, is he? Yeah. Your grandfather and grandmother? Yeah.
I think we're third or fourth generation.
Oh, okay. Do you know where in Mayo?
I don't.
Okay.
I'm sure my dad's
have you been back? Have you been to
I
Ireland?
I haven't. My parents went, but didn't take me.
Them.
How dare they?
Well, I got to tell you, it's an eye-opening experience. It's a preview of heaven. And I didn't go till I was like 50-something. It was the most incredible revelation to me.
Yeah.
How beautiful it is, how spiritual it is. I was very touched. I go back every year now. I've been there. It'll be my 11th trip is coming up.
That's amazing.
It's just terrific. We're hoping to go again in October with the Chicago Garda Pipes and Drums Band. We're working on that. But you got to go. That's all I can tell you.
Oh, it's on the list for
you
sure.
You and Jacob should go. You'd have a blast. It's amazing. Okay, what else you want to tell me? You have all these notes, I see.
Oh, just our upcoming events.
Oh, yeah. What else you got?
So we got lots coming in April. Because, you know, on the South Side, we love our Irish programming all year, not just in April, or not just in March. April 2nd at 7:30, we have From Ireland, Songs, Poems, and Stories of Irish Immigrants, which is a show that highlights the songs that came out of the periods of Irish immigration to America and other countries.
Who's doing that show?
The show features noted singer Kathy Cohen, accompanied by
Kathy Cohen, there's an Irish name.
Accompanied by Jesse Langan on guitar.
Oh, I know Jesse. Yeah. Sure. Who else?
And Kathleen Keene on Whistle
and
Fiddle.
Oh, my God. Kathleen Keene. Oh, she went to Ireland with us. We know her
well.
You know
everyone.
Did a radio show with her for 3 years until she quit. She can tell you about that. But I replaced her. But she's a trip, let me tell you. So it's Kathleen Keene, Jesse Langan. Who else?
Kathy Cohen.
Kathy Cohen. She's probably got another name. I don't know. But anyway, the three of them?
Just the three of them. Okay. That's not enough.
Well, Kathleen Keene is an incredible performer.
Amazing.
And gorgeous, I might add. Yeah.
So everyone has to come out and see.
You will love it. Just get a load of Kathleen Keene. There's nothing like her. She's a pistol. There's no question about it. So they're booked in April, huh?
Yeah, we got April 8th.
Was just a one-nighter?
Yes, okay. 7:30, April 2nd. That's a Saturday. Okay. So that's a great show. Get everyone, get a group together, and make a night out of it.
Yeah.
And then April 8th, we have Heartache Tonight, which is an Eagles cover band.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they're returning to the Beverly Arts Center for one show only. So make sure to see them then.
Okay.
And then Saturday, April 30th, we have a Buddy Holly tribute show.
Oh, cool.
That's performed by Zachary Stevenson.
Okay. He does Buddy Holly, obviously. Yeah, because Buddy's dead. He died in a plane crash, I believe. Wasn't Buddy Holly? He went down in a plane crash with the Big Bopper, was it? Yeah. Anyway, so that's who's booking all this talent? What's his name, Kevin?
Yeah, that's our new artistic director, Kevin Pease.
Oh, sure, we know Kevin.
So he started with us in October, and he's really brought like a new energy.
He's in Hawaii right now.
He is. Yeah. He's directing Waitress.
Oh, that's, what's that, a play?
Yes, a musical.
Yeah, because he wasn't there today when we wanted to test out the stuff, but we missed him. But he had other commitments.
Yes, busy man.
Yeah. You know, he's from Hawaii. You know, there's an old place in Hawaii that I used to love to visit. It was called, look at him shaking his head at me. The Lacanuki Falls. Have you heard of the Lacanuki Falls? It's a waterfall in Hawaii. It's just beautiful. And I remember thinking of it, Lacanuki. Yeah, that's my situation. Okay, anyway. Where's my rib shot? Come on. All right, so, you know, we have a lot of history with the Beverly Arts Center. This play, Going East on Ashton, we started there in 1994. And for 6 years, traveled all over Chicago with it. But did several engagements at the Beverly Arts Center, and that's where the film was shot. But also, I took the McCourt brothers. I produced a couple of Blaggarts. What year was that? Had to be 83, maybe, in a show there that I had at Cross Currents on the north side. And we played one sold-out weekend before we returned to New York at the Village Gate. And then my sons and I, when they were just finishing college, and they were very Second City oriented, and I said, before you leave the nest, took them a lot longer to leave the nest, actually, though, I said, let's do a show. So we did an improv show called Tapioca. It's about when you're tapped out, Tap City. It was about homeless guys. Kind of a comedy, but it was, you know. But at the beginning, well, Patty will tell us about it, it was a sketch comedy show, it went on to become a great independent film with Ben Vereen and Tim Kazurinsky and Mark Borchardt and a lot of Second City guys. That's the next time we come back to the Beverly Arts Center, we'll screen Tapioca because it started there as well. So I have a long history with the Beverly Arts Center. Love that place. And it's so convenient and it's...
Yeah, it's right here.
Yeah, I grew up just a couple of blocks from here, so
that's why it's so great to have you back on.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
thanks, Devin. Now, what about your folks? Are they coming to see the Hooli Fest? Or
I hope so. They better.
I hope so.
They better get their tickets right now.
Yes.
BeverlyArtsCenter.org.
There you go. There you go. BeverlyArtsCenter.org. Get your tickets.
Yeah.
Because it's a small theater.
It is. And so you don't want to show up day of and miss out.
And then you don't get in, and then you're going to be. But the beauty of it, we're also going to have a bar.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it's
good movies, a full bar.
Yeah, and it's kicking off the return of the Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade, which has been gone for two years.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, so it's going to be wild. I understand that Lori Lightfoot is supposed to march. he's looking for the censor button right now. She's been in some controversy lately. I don't know if you've read about
I've
it.
Heard.
But I'm assuming that she'll get a great Southside welcome here in the 19th Ward as she strolls down Western Avenue with her gigantic appendage. And everyone will applaud and give her huzzas and everything else. Always, she's always been a big fan of the police, I know. Anyway, I divert. Sorry. You know what our show is all about is it's dedicated to Irish first responders, our cops, firefighters, paramedics, and nurses, because we believe, Devin, they are the modern-day equivalent of our ancient mythological Irish warriors, and indeed they are.
They are.
Actually, you see this camera, we're in our third year now, right, Billy? Our third year of the show. And we met a lot of police officers and nurses, and we've met a lot of great Irish responders. And when the milk hit the fan in 2020 and BLM and all Antifa and all that, they were going defund the police, we really said, you know what, we got to cover this. So we have over 150 interviews right here with police, Chicago police, state police, Cook County police, and they have some wild stories, let me tell you. So we're working on a documentary film with that, which will be all these interviews, and it's called Irish Cops Under Siege, because it's been, but there's also quite a bit of humor in it, and we're just embarking on that project now, looking for funding, and it's very ambitious, but I think we have enough material to make a great film, and we have some great police officers who have been on guests several times. Many of them are good friends now, so you're in a very coveted spot tonight on this show. Just want to let you know. So what's your plan? Are you going downtown for the parade? for the parade on. No, that's Saturday. You're even busy.
Yeah, oh, okay. busy day. Okay. But I'm so excited for Sunday. That's, you know, the real parade.
Oh yeah, I can't wait till Mayor Lightfoot comes down. You know, everybody's gonna go bananas. I wrote about that, and if anybody want to read about it, go to mikehoulihan.com in my blog. There's a funny story about St. Patrick and God discussing the appearance of Lori Lightfoot in the Southside Irish Parade, so you'll get a kick out of that. mikehoulihan.com. Just posted it today. Yeah. So we're counting on you to help us sell this show out. Okay,
it should be selling itself. I don't know who wouldn't want to go to this.
Exactly. And you know what the beauty of this is? And I was telling you before, we have a group of incredible sponsors. We have a beautiful souvenir program. Because this is a one-time only event. You know, who knows when we're going to do it again. So we designed a souvenir program. It contains the rave reviews for each film in there, and they're great. I mean, it's the first review for Going East on Ashland, the first review for Our Irish Cousins, Roger Ebert's review, and then Rick Kogan's review from just last September of In Search of Weeping Jim. But we also have a list of all our donors, but we found about 8 or 9 terrific sponsors to help us out with the expense of this event, this Hooli Fest. Athletics, which is an orthopedic, that's Tom Mulvey's place, over. He's got 2 of them actually. Beverly Bank, Celtic Boxing Club, our old pal Mike Joyce, which is on 111th Street, the Cork and Kerry, of course, where we are right now. Fox's Pizza, Patty and I had dinner there tonight. They've been our sponsors. They are terrific. There'll be pizza from Fox's later tonight, right? Better call that in. Flood Brothers, who has been sponsoring our show for years, long time. Mike Haggerty Buick GMC, they go to Ireland with us every year, Mike and Billy Haggerty. The Chicago Hilton, who when we do a film festival in September, Dev, at the Gene Siskel Film Center. It's Irish. It's the 7th annual. It's the annual Irish American Movie Hooli. We bring in filmmakers from Ireland. The Hilton puts them all up.
Wow.
God bless them. The Irish American News, of course. We have a huge ad in the paper this month for Hooli Fest. On the cover is John Williams is on the cover. Our old pal, John Williams. It looks like he's blocking Katie Grennan's face with his accordion there. But he's been to Ireland. He was in Ireland with us in October. There he is again in the paper. He's all over the place. Anyway, we got a huge ad in here and a story about Hooli's Fest on page 37. I can't. Is that 27? What does it say?
37.
Okay. I'm blind. Well, here's the ad. Oh, here's something else I got to plug. Our old pal Gino Cooney, on St. Patrick's Day, they're screening The Quiet Man at the Irish American Heritage Center, 6:30. There's a great picture of Gino as John Wayne. Did you see this? Pretty funny. That's our buddy Gino. He's the friendliest undertaker in town. I have just did a piece on him for the Irish Echo. Check that out. It's on the online edition. It's probably coming out in print any day now. So anyway, Devin, anything else you want to get in there?
Let's see. So March 18th to 20th, we have Next to Normal, which is a part of our professional theater series.
That's a play. Yeah.
It's amazing. We have some amazing talent in the show, including my very dear friend, Scott Sawinski, who also grew up on the South Side.
Oh,
so
no kidding.
Go out and support.
And what's the name of the company?
It's Next to Normal is the play, so it's through our professional theater series. So it's
at Beverly Arts Center?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. They have a professional art thing?
Yeah, all professional actors.
Oh, okay. That's the union. That's the actors' union. Oh. Okay. If you're not in the union, you're not professional. That's what they say. But, you know, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to impugn your buddy, but, you know.
It's also directed
tickets? How much are the tickets for that?
They're $20 a piece.
Oh, that's reasonable. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And how long are they running?
That's just the 18th through the 20th.
Okay. Because, you know, we were trying to get in to the big theater for Hooli Fest, and they said, we can't because they're rehearsing. I'm assuming that's what this was, rehearsing. So I said, well, you don't make any money on rehearsals, but it's okay. We worked out fine.
We'll come out and see it, and you'll see how those rehearsals paid out.
Yeah, I will. That's a good line. Very good. Yeah. And that's what, March 18th?
Yes, 18th to 20th.
That's Friday, Saturday.
Saturday, Sunday.
And that's right after St. Patrick's Day, so everybody's going to be kind of blown away. You know what else is on St. Patrick's Day?
What?
11 o'clock, WTTW, our Irish pub, the Hibernian Media Show, starring Katie Grennan, that we shot here at Cork and Kerry. And we also shot it in Ireland at Matt Malloy's pub in Westport. And we shot it at the Mystic Rogue in Edison Park. That's Thursday night, St. Patrick's Day, 11 o'clock. Don't miss it. It's only a half an hour. You'll love it.
And then
it's on at like
week.
It's on at 4:30 a.m. the next day. Thanks, Channel 11. Okay. All right, Deb, any final words?
No, just check us out. Make sure to follow us on our website and
Facebook.
Oh,
yeah, what's
page.
The website?
It is beverlyartscenter.org.
Arts,
A-A-R-T-S.
.org.
And make sure to follow us on Facebook as well, because we're always adding new things to the lineup.
Sure, yeah. Okay.
And you don't want to miss out.
No, it's a great spot. I love it. And then one of the beauties of us being there, they've opened up a little bar for our people who come because it's St. Patrick's Day. And
of course.
So we're looking forward to that as well. And please give Kevin and Dan our best. Who's Kim Flores? Do you know Kim?
I do not.
Oh, so somebody who's going to be watching over us while we're there Saturday, helping us with our machines and stuff. Oh, we're looking forward to it. You're going to be
too.
There?
I'm, of course I'm going to be there.
Oh, good. All right,
I'm
good.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Bring Jacob. We'll have a blow.
Yeah.
Okay, now we put him on the spot. Huh? he's giving me the thumbs up. All right, good. All right. Thanks so much, Devin O'Malley. What a wonderful name.
Thank you.
Your parents, I'm sure, are very proud of you. Bring them. They will love they'd love.
Yeah.
If they grew up in Beverly, all right, going East on Ashland, that's what it's all about.
I'm so looking forward to that one.
All right, cool. Thanks, Dev.
Thanks
God bless you.
Me.
Thanks for coming.
Of course.
We're going to take a little break on Hibernian Radio, and we will be back after these messages from our friends.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers are price competitive and still offer the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all of that corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com. Welcome back to the Flood Brothers.
Hey, everybody. This is Charlotte Houlihan. Don't touch that dial. My grandpa will be right back some more Hibernian Radio. He said something about seeing a man about a horse. Sounds like I'm actually going to get that pony after all.
Irish American News has been bringing you the news important to the Irish in Chicagoland for over 40 years. If you like mostly good news and information from all aspects of the Irish community, check out Irish American News. To advertise or subscribe, call our friend Cliff Carlson at 847-872-0700 or email him at cliff@irishamericannews.com. Irish American News, we've always been green.
On the death walk of saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
Hi, everybody. Mike Houlihan. We're back on Hibernian Radio. Oh, things are cooking up because it is Southside Parade weekend. It is Hooli Fest weekend on Saturday. And all the Irish dignitaries are in town this weekend. I just talked to my friend, my old friend, Derry Cronin from Specialized Travel and Cronin's Coaches in Ireland. I'll be meeting up with him Friday at the FOP Lodge to welcome all the Irish Garda who are coming to Chicago for the parades, and looking forward to that. And Tommy Harrion from the Chicago Garda Pipes and Drums, we're thinking about putting together a trip to Ireland in October, until Tommy told me his daughter was getting married October 29th. I said, well, we're going to have to do it before that. But anyway, Derry will be out. We're going to do a phone interview with Derry next week about everything Irish. But he told me tonight that his group, Cronin's Coaches, is doing a thing called Safe Harbor for Ukraine. A group of friends in Ireland are sending a bus filled with essential supplies to the Polish-Ukraine border and are returning with 40 women and children displaced by war. The goal is to provide accommodation and an integration support for our guests for as long as is necessary. They will be treated with dignity and respect. This is a community-based project with support from Cronin's Coaches, Dennehy Commercials, and the enormous goodwill of the Irish people. The bus leaves on St. Patrick's Day and will return approximately 5 days later. They are relying 100% on the goodwill of people in Ireland to make this happen. If you can help, especially by providing shelter in your home, they'd love to hear from you. If you can't provide shelter, they have a list of urgently needed supplies below. In the coming days, they will launch a GoFundMe page so you can make a cash donation. So look for that on GoFundMe. It's the safeharborforukraine.org. And our old pal, Derry Cronin, God bless him for doing that. He's a gentleman. Okay, I wanted to get that in before I introduce my son, Paddy Houlihan, the host of the Hooli's Hooli, every Saturday night at WSBC, now from 7 to 8.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
It's my absolute pleasure.
I'm never here. I'm behind the camera.
Yes.
He's also
my driver, and he saved my arse.
I'm the camera boy.
Too old to drive at night, and also like to have a few pints, so I shouldn't be driving. So
yeah, I enjoy it.
Patty's my number one son. No, I shouldn't say that. He's the number two son, actually.
Thank you.
His brother Billy's 9 minutes older.
We're equal.
Yeah. But we have big plans, do we not, Patty? One of the things we're working on.
Yeah.
Wanting to tell the listeners about that. It's coming soon from Hibernian Media.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we have the two radio shows we do every week. We have the annual Irish-American movie, Hooli, we do every year. We
sure.
have a variety of films, concerts, like the Hooli Fest, stuff like that. And we also have our annual pilgrimage to Ireland, probably this October.
Sure.
But what's our next big project?
Well, I'm not going to divulge too much into
okay,
it,
yeah,
but
don't,
I, but
don't.
What I will say is that, you know, one of the things I do like about this program, mm-hmm. and the Hooli brand, I guess we would call
it at this
point, wouldn't
yeah.
we? Everything's branded Hooli.
That's right. It is. Yeah.
Is and I'm sure Devin, the prior guest,
Hooli is also a party.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we just had Devin in from the Beverly Arts Center.
Yeah. She's lovely gal.
And if she's not familiar with who you are yet, she is now.
Oh, yeah, she right? certainly is. Yeah.
She, yeah. But she also understands that we don't have a filter on this program.
Yes.
And we don't
well,
care.
Well, you can't say all those F words.
Well,
stuff.
The beauty of it is that, and that's one of the reasons we went to embrace police officers with this program.
Yes.
Is that they didn't have a voice, right?
That's right.
And we wanted to give them one.
And they were getting a bad deal, too.
And we're kind of a brand that you can't cancel us because we got our own deal. We don't
that's
care.
Right. Yeah.
So with that spirit in mind, there is a new venture rolling out from Hibernian Media
yeah.
That is going to be a platform For those sorts of unique voices, I would say. Mm-hmm. Hooligans, I would call them.
Hooligans, no question about it. Not the bad hooligans, but irreverence.
Irreverence. Yeah.
A little edgy.
A little edgy, but you know, showing both sides of the equation from what's going on in the news front in this world.
Yeah.
But also a hell of a lot of satire with
a
no
lot
filters.
Yeah.
Renegade. I would call it renegade comedy.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
We're going to be the Irish renegades of media distribution here in the United States.
It'll all be streaming online, you know, and...
It will be, and when we roll it out and we can announce more of it, because there is some intellectual property associated with what we're doing and building here, so we can't divulge too much.
How long do you think it'll be before we can roll this out, Mr. Patty Hulley?
I'm going to say it's about 3 months off.
Okay, all right.
From its initial kick point, and I think that most of our listeners will be... invigorated to see.
Oh, they'll love it. They'll be the people listening to this radio show will dig it. I know that.
But it's also not going to be entirely Chicago centric.
No,
it's going to appeal
worldwide.
Yeah, it's a
global
audience.
Well, that's why we're on Global Irish Radio and our friend Sean Ginelli. Yeah.
So I'm excited about that.
I am too.
I'm excited to get St. Patrick's Day behind us.
Well, I'm not ready to. Yeah, it's fun, but it's like okay.
Yeah.
How many times can I say, Aaron, go brah? But you know what? I got to tell you, as I get older, I want to turn this over to you and your brother Bill.
Yep.
I love this project as a great way to go off because, for me, you know, I could croak in the middle of the thing.
Sure.
But it would still be going. And the thing you were mentioning about the Hooli brand, there's a lot of people that don't like it.
Oh, I know.
Fat chicks especially.
100%. Not all.
Hooli haters. Yeah. A lot of Hooli haters out there.
There's a lot of Hooli haters.
But
you know what? If everybody likes it, you're not doing it right.
No kidding. Yeah, tell me about it.
If you want it, you know, I think in order, that's probably why your brand has sustained. Because
thank you.
For a certain point in your career, you were part of this show busy cult, yes, where you were like, yes, I'll do that.
Yeah, please put me
in your
play.
I'll play by the rules. Please hire me. Please do this. And then at a certain point after you had Going East on Ashland, which we will be showing Saturday night.
That's
come out
right.
And show that.
Yes.
See that show.
Yeah. That was kind of the breakout for me.
Yeah.
For, you know, if you don't like me tough, and here it is, you know. Yeah.
Well, I think that was the point where you took your career into your own hands.
Yeah.
And you said, you know what? I'm going to do a show about what I know. What you know inspired me growing up and how I wound up here.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to ask some producer in New York to give me money to do it.
Right.
I'm going to go out and self-finance this, and it turned into a wild success for you, and in the process did brand you as to sort of where you sit today.
Thank
with
you.
Many of your fans.
Yes.
And then you had
and
your,
friends.
Yeah.
Mostly
and then you
friends,
had your
yeah.
columns, but yes. You're right.
20 years of columns in the Irish American News, 3 years at the Sun Times, and.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I should mention this, I'm now the Chicago correspondent for the Irish Echo. Just did a great story on Gene O'Cooney.
Yep.
Google that, Irish Echo and Gene O'Cooney. Came out just last week. I forgot to plug that. I should show you that, Billy. It's pretty funny. Gino, what a terrific guy. Yes.
But you're right. In building the Hibernian brand, and it's been integrated from the Hooli brand.
Right, right.
That there's an element of danger to
good
what we produce.
Yeah.
And I think that is what keeps people entertained. If there wasn't anything dangerous about
no.
it, people the brand would have essentially fizzled into everything else that's Irish.
Yeah, yeah.
Or this or that, you know. Mm-hmm. But you're a bomb thrower.
thank you.
I
take that as a compliment.
You should.
Yeah.
In today's media state.
And that's why there's a lot of Hooli haters out there.
Well, because not a lot of people have the balls to do that kind of stuff.
Thank
or to, or to or to bring a platform, you know, for the police to come and tell the truth and to tell their stories. And I think they respect that, and we've built a pretty nice community around that.
What brings us to our next another of our next projects is Chicago Irish Cops Under Siege, not Chicago, but Irish Cops Under Siege.
Correct.
Which is a combination of all these great interviews we've done with police over the last 3 years. And I'm excited about that as well.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting project because we have all these great interviews and we're going to
have over 150 of them. Yeah.
Yeah. And they've been recorded during a very tumultuous time in history.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here in Chicago for law enforcement and nationally.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to even get a little bit more granular.
Yeah.
As we venture out, because our job as Hibernian Media is to uplift the Irish diaspora.
Telling stories to honor our... No, what is it? Telling stories to... it's something about our... telling stories to enlighten future generations while honoring our ancestors. That's it. Yeah. That's our coda, basically. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Our why, as they would say in the tech world.
Yeah, that's our why.
It excites me to take all that footage and to craft something kind of special for the Irish first responders.
Might also mention that you are the narrator of In Search of Weeping Jim and pointed out by the Tribune as the polished narration of Paddy Houlihan. Yeah, you did a good job. You absolutely did a great job.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
I enjoyed every minute of that.
Well, it's you have a great presence on camera and in your voice. And also want to remind everybody that they should tune into the Hoolies Hoolie.
Yeah.
WSBC 1240 AM every Saturday night from 7 to 8. Or right after this show on Hibernian Media on Global Irish Radio. You were on from 8 to 9 on Saturday nights.
Yeah. That's correct.
Yeah.
Show's a little different. Deviates entirely.
Very different.
Entirely from what this is.
Yes.
But it is. It's myself and my twin brother Billy and our best friend Clay O'Brien. Who's been an artistic partner of ours. My entire career.
He was in Tapioca.
Yeah.
From the beginning in the stage show and everything. Yeah.
Sure. We started taking classes at Second City together when we were like 15.
Yeah.
But we've evolved our own show over there, and that's
You guys are in your eighth year.
Yeah.
The eighth year you've been doing it?
Yep.
That's incredible.
Yeah, every week of just complete blabbering nonsense.
Yeah, it's funny, though. It's very funny.
It's my favorite thing to do every week.
Oh, good. Well, it's almost, better be.
Yeah. Well, because it becomes like the therapist chair. Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
The therapist chair for me. And I think that if I don't reveal enough things about my life, I can be very transparent on that show and might reveal things that most people probably never would about themselves.
Yeah.
So my pain and my anxiety is everyone else's comedy.
But through a humorous light.
Absolutely. Yeah. I have to have a sense of humor about where I am in life.
Yeah.
And that's essentially what the show is. It's about two brothers and their best pal getting through life together. And
their 40s.
Yeah. And it's evolved from us being in our 30s into our 40s and having children and kids.
I can't believe it's been on 8 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And being able to laugh about that. And we have a lot of comedians on and guys that I knew from my days doing that kind of stuff and promoting their stuff. So it's a lot of fun. Check it out. HibernianRadio.org. You can
HibernianRadio.org. They could get both of our shows on there and listen to all the podcasts going back for your show for 8 years.
Yeah.
Ours for 3 years.
Yep.
Yeah. We have quite a library of content, which is, there's the pizza from Fox's. Where Patty and I had a burger tonight. It was just out of this world.
We did.
Our best to Ryan Fox, who was our sponsor, just a terrific guy. And, Patty, you get the tip.
I'll take care of it.
Anyway, thanks to Ryan Fox and Foxes.
Yep.
Now we're going to have some za.
Loyal sponsors.
So we're going to take a break now. We're going to get to the obits and stick around. There's more to come here on Hibernian Radio.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150. When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes are third generation, family owned and operated. Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. At Sheehy's, the name on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehy's took very good care of our family. And you know, you never forget something like that. Their entire staff cares about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike LaRocque, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Irish American News has been bringing you the news important to the Irish in Chicagoland for over 40 years. If you like mostly good news and information from all aspects of the Irish community, check out Irish American News. To advertise or subscribe, call our friend Cliff Carlson at 847-872-0700 or email him at cliff@irishamericannews.com. Irish American News, we've always been green.
Hey folks, Charlotte Houlihan here. Did you know that Hibernian Radio is now streaming worldwide on Global Irish Radio? Every Saturday night at 7 p.m. or 1 a.m. in Ireland. Yes, the Irish are always way ahead of us. Check it out at globalirishradio.com or capital GIR.ie.
Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly institution at 99th and Western, as well as in Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. You got the best of both worlds. Still owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose mom and dad, Frank and Teresa, bought the Western location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. They opened the doors in Orland at 73 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. You'll recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, whose great times have been celebrated for generations of Chicagoland Irish. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Beverly at 773-239-3212 or in Orland Park at 708-349-2111. They're proud sponsors of Hibernian Radio and all Irish first responders. Mention this show for a free toothpick. Gotta love that Fox's Pizza.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers are price competitive and still offer the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all of that corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com. Welcome back to the Flood Brothers.
Hi, everybody. Your old friend Mike Houlihan. Hey, it's St. Paddy's Day Parade Week. And we're so glad to be here at the old Cork and Kerry, the 50-yard line of the parade. I can't say enough. Hey, please come out to Hooli Fest. We'd love to see you all. You'll have a blast. I can guarantee that. If you don't, come and see me afterwards, and you'll want your money back, and I'll say, hey, go whistle. But you'll have a blast. I can tell you that. I also want to plug, on Saturday, downtown parade day, Emerald Society, our pals, the Chicago Irish American Police of Illinois, they're throwing a huge party. Actually, people are getting there before the parade and taking buses over to the parade over at Balboa in Michigan. It's at the local 399 headquarters at 2200 South Grove, I think is the address. Go over there and hang out with the coppers because everybody's going there. Afterwards, Larkin and Moran Brothers are playing. They have corned beef and cabbage from Calabria. You'll have a blast. And then you have time to get home, take a little nap, and then come to Hoolifest. Hoolifest starts at 4 p.m. at the Beverly Arts Center with Going East on Ashland, Chicago Irish Classic. And at the Beverly Arts Center, of course, is located at 111th and Western, right in the corner there. Go to beverlyartscenter.org for tickets. Buy your tickets in advance so you don't get shut out. There's a great piece in the Irish American News this week. You may remember because John Williams is on the cover. He's got red hair and this orange hair in this picture. I don't know about that orange hair, Jen. It's kind of a unionist thing. But they're also a great ad on page 25 with Gene O'Cooney and Maureen O'Hara for the Quiet Man screening, which is coming up Thursday, March 17th at 6:30 at the Irish American Heritage Center. But then there's a great ad for, once again, for the Hooli Fest on page 36, and then a story on page 37 all about Hooli Fest and how to get tickets and the three films. You won't be disappointed by any of them, but you'll have a blast. And we're raffling off Paddy's Irish Whiskey, and we're raffling off swag, and we're raffling off books, several of my books, and Brian Harms has designed some T-shirts for the whole thing, so it's going to be a blast. Hope you're going to celebrate with us Saturday, March 12th, starting at 4. If you can't make the 4 o'clock, we'll see you at the 6 o'clock. That's our Irish Cousins, another great film. If you can't make the 6 o'clock, we'll see you at the 8 o'clock. That's In Search of Weeping Jim. All tickets are $12. Seating is limited. Order your tickets now on the web at www.thebeverlyartscenter.com or by phone at 773-445-3838. We'll be visiting the Beverly Arts Center box office at 2407 West 111th Street in Chicago, 60655. So those are the plugs. So, you know what? Whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue, Bill, and I look in the window. Ken's wrong. His heart's turning to his great saloon, including the Cork and Carry. And I look in the window, and I see the ghost of my old pal, Jimmy Goff, through the mist. He says to me, "Hey, Wooly, who died?" Donna Hogan, an old friend of ours, friend of our family. She's Johnny Vegas' next-door neighbor, Madonna M. Hogan, beloved wife of Mike Hogan for 53 years, and the mother, loving mother of Holly, Kathleen, and Sean Hogan. She was quite a character. God rest her soul, Madonna Hogan. Michael King, age 91, of Oak Brook, was born and raised on a farm in Milltown, Malbay, County Clare, Ireland. Childhood was filled with stories his fathers would share of the great opportunities that awaited hardworking people in America. And he became an immigrant, first in London and then to Chicago. Michael capitalized on his skill as a bricklayer, became a successful builder and real estate developer over the next 50 years, proved himself to be a good man that many will recall with fondness, preceded in death by his wife of 58 years, Rose, a native of Athlone, Ireland. He was the loving father of Michael, Dan, Ann, James, and the late Kevin. God rest his soul, Michael King, 91. Bill McGinnis, age 74, of Elmhurst, St. Patrick High School, University of Dayton and Illinois Benedictine. He raised his family in Elmhurst, where he was instrumental in building Visitation School, the powerhouse basketball program it is today. Family and friends meant everything to Bill. Depending on the year, so did the Bears and the Cubs. Anyone that truly knew him knew that he had such a big heart, he'd give you anything even if it wasn't his to give. Survivors include his sons, Michael, Kevin, and Ryan. God rest his soul, Bill McGinnis, 74. Muriel M. Sweeney, 102, of River Forest. God rest her soul. Muriel spent her career as a beloved special ed teacher at Hanson Park Elementary School and was a proud member of the Chicago Teachers Union. greatest gift for her students was the special care and attention she gave to ensure each student unlocked their fullest potential. In addition to teaching, she volunteered her time with the Great Books Foundation, where she shared her love of reading with countless students inside and outside the classroom. She was always a gal on the go. She loved to travel with her teacher friends and grandkids, hang out with William Street Wildcats. God rest her soul, Muriel M. Sweeney, 102. Edmund J. Caulfield, 84, of Long Beach, Indiana. Three daughters, Elizabeth Caulfield of Madison, Wisconsin, Dawn Dooley in Illinois, and Kathleen Dooley. Well, these Dooleys must have married two other Dooleys. Edmund was the director of Care. What a great guy. He loved his family, especially time spent golfing in Long Beach. God rest his soul, Edmund Caulfield. Mary Ellen O'Malley, 86, beloved wife of the late Tom O'Malley, mother of Mary Jane, John, Thomas, James, Michael, Judy, Eileen, Kevin, Barbara, and what a lady, Mary Ellen O'Malley, God rest her soul. Jack Sullivan of Athens, Ohio. Jack was born in Chicago, graduated from University of Notre Dame in 1957, had a long career in schooling. He loved all things Notre Dame, especially football, and he's survived by his wife, Catherine, and his younger sister, Lucy, God rest his soul, Jack Sullivan. Sarah Sally Cunningham, born in Stonefield, County Mayo, Ireland, beloved wife of late Cornelius Connie Cunningham, proud and loving mother of Dan, retired CFD, Peggy, Brendan, Mary, John, CFD, Sally, and the late Billy. She was known as Ma to many, but especially her 20 grandchildren. God rest her soul, Sally Cunningham. Thomas Pertell Sr. of Chicago, retired CPD for 32 years. Tom leaves behind the love of his life and best friend, his wife of 61 years, Rosemary Pertell, his children, the late Timothy, Thomas, William, Christine, and Brian. God rest his soul. And then there's one other guy, Bob. Bob, I lost the first page of his obit, but Bob's many family and friends he met along the way from St. Celestine, St. Pat's, Marquette, and his neighbors. He was simply the best. He was a salesman through and through. Bob loved mentoring others. He received his MBA from DePaul, spent nearly 25 years with ADP, where he made lifelong friends. Bob will truly be missed by all, and his wake was last Sunday at Smith Corcoran. God rest his soul, Bob. I don't have his last name because, what can I tell you? I lost that page. Will we close up the clip, Billy, and take a shot at this one? Don't forget the joke. No? Yes? Tell the joke. Two nuns, one of them was known as Sister Mathematical, SM, and the other one was known as Sister Logical, SL. It's getting dark one night, and they're still far away from the convent. And SM says, "Have you noticed that a man has been following us for the past 38 and a half minutes? I wonder what he wants." "It's logical," said Sister Logical. "He wants to have his way with us." "Oh, no. At this rate, he will reach us in 15 minutes," said Sister Mathematical. "What can we do?" Sister Logical said, "The only logical thing to do is to walk faster." Sister Mathematical said, "It's not working." Sister Logical said, "So of course it's not working. The man did the only logical thing. He started to walk faster, too." Sister Mathematical said, "So what should we do? At this rate, he's going to reach us in 1 minute." "The only logical thing we can do is split up," said Sister Logical. "You go that way, I'll go this way. He cannot follow us both." So the man decided to follow Sister Logical. Sister Mathematical arrived at the convent and was worried about what has happened to Sister Logical. Then Sister Logical arrived. "Sister Logical, thank God you're here. Tell me what happened." "Well, the only logical thing happened. The man couldn't follow us both, so he followed me." "Yes, yes, but what happened?" "Well," Sister Logical said, "he logically started chasing me, and he was going to have his way with me, so I lifted up my skirt." "Oh, my God, Sister, why did you do that?" "Well, it was the only logical thing for him to do was to drop his trousers." "Oh, my God, Sister, what happened then?" "Well, I could run a lot faster with my skirt up than he could with his trousers around his ankles, so I got away." Ba-ba-ba-ba. Okay. Love you all. Having a blast here. Hey, we'll hope to see you all at Hoolifest. Don't forget, be there, be square. Thanks for everything. God bless you all, and we will see you later. Bye!
Oh, and then I wondered. Yes, I wondered. Oh, Lord, I wondered. Will I look down the road? And I wondered. Just to see how far I was from God. up my shoes.